Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, there's a saying, John, you may have heard it, Detroit versus everybody.
Yeah.
We stick up for our city. And, well, got a chance to do that right now. Sophie Cunningham.
Who?
She is a WNBA player. She's Caitlin Clark's teammate. Got a little bit of attention when she came in as an enforcer to defend Caitlin Clark a couple weeks back.
Yeah, now she's a social media influencer.
Okay. Well, she spoke into a microphone yesterday talking about WNBA expansion. And we discussed it a little bit yesterday because we're getting a team. We've had a team. We supported that team. That team won here. Well, Sophie Cunningham doesn't quite see it that way. I don't know how excited people are to be going to Detroit and Cincinnati. She means Cleveland, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't know how excited people will be to play in Detroit and saying, you know, go to Detroit and grow fans in Detroit.
Well, the fans are already here.
Yeah. So Detroit's a great sports city. And I hate even saying this, but so is Cleveland and Philly, who's in the expansion round. Your sport's growing. You shouldn't be fighting this.
Yeah, but the WNBA fights everything. They are literally fighting with their best star. Every single, other than her teammates, who, you know, you mentioned Sophie Cunningham came to Caitlin Clark's defense, they are literally biting the hand that feeds them, because jersey sales, merch, ticket sales, all go up, all and that's all shared by the players. They're getting a check, each individual, on the jersey sales of Caitlin Clark, and now Paige Bueckers, and I don't understand why they are so bent on putting Caitlin Clark in her place.
Yeah, so this is part of the bigger conversation. Caitlin Clark was voted number one into the All-Star game by the fans. Mm-hmm. I think she was top three by the media, ninth among guards by her fellow players. The pettiness. Yeah. She's good for your pockets. Eyeballs watching you play. Money that then gets put into your contracts. Expansion teams, they have to buy into the league. That puts more cash into a league that's never generated a profit. These are good things. Oh, but it'd be better to be in Miami or Nashville, cities that don't support their teams the way Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia. You're playing in Indiana, so be very careful throwing stones at Midwest cities. I'm not taking any shots at Indianapolis. They're a fellow Midwest sports city. Mm-hmm. I didn't appreciate the shots at Detroit as a bad expansion destination. I don't understand why the players fight Caitlin Clark, who has been good for them. And then there's Kelsey Plum, who's calling autograph seekers weird.
Weird.
People who want to support you.
She called them weird, and she also made one of the autograph seekers cover up her Caitlin Clark jersey before she would sign an autograph. Are you serious?
Why? Why has it got to be this petty?
I see eyes on me.
Well, because, you know, the stereotype is going to be, well, this is women, but I mean, we've had women say this is how women can be.
It can be. I've obviously never played professional sports, but I have worked in an industry that is all females.
Yeah.
And I have seen it even there. The pettiness, the cattiness.
Is it all about competition? Or, I mean, like what is it sure. that drives that?
I don't know. I honestly, because I don't feel like I am like that per se. I mean, there's times, sure, I guess I probably am, but I don't feel like I am. But there, I mean, it could just be jealousy.
Yeah. And we're not asking you to speak for all women.
No.
And didn't,
but if we have a woman on the show, we should at least turn to her before we make the derogatory comments.
We've had a lot of people say, you know, women are women's worst enemy.
Yeah.
I get it. I do get it because I've seen it happen.
So with the whole Caitlin Clark thing, I get as a rookie, like somebody comes in and they have all of this grand fanfare and it's their entrance into the WNBA. Everybody is celebrating it. And whether it's women's sports or men's sports, there's a matter of, well, we're going to make them pay their dues, earn their right to be here. I've been here for 8 years, 10 years, 12 years. And you're now the superstar of the league. You're the face of the league. I get the animosity there. So for a year, hey, you're a rookie. You do rookie things. We're going to treat you like a rookie.
Yeah, that's fine.
But when you are no longer a rookie, you shouldn't have to face all of those rookie situations. And they continue to put her through this. And that's what I don't understand, because there has never been a point in my life where a women's sport, a professional women's sport, has been as popular as it is. And I'm not sitting there, I'm not telling you that their, you know, franchises are making money. Maybe Indiana is, but it would be one of the, I don't even know how many franchises there are. What, 16? 12? I don't know how many franchises there are. But I don't understand, when more eyeballs are on your sport because of an individual, that's a good thing. When you're expanding to other cities, and maybe they're not cities that you want to go to. Detroit's not for everyone. And so I'm not going to sit there and say, well, Sophie Cunningham should be playing in Detroit. If she doesn't want to play here, she doesn't want to be here.
Fine.
That's fine. But it is 15 more roster spots that weren't there.
Jobs.
15 more jobs in Cleveland and roster spots. And the jobs that the franchises will bring are way more than just those that are on the floor.
They're adding three teams that each have to pay $250 million. So these three teams are going to bring in $750 million into the sphere of the WNBA. There but was it's not even Miami or Nashville. Who would want to play in Detroit?
And I know that there's this underlying, you know, like CBA that they're dealing with there, and the players feel like they need, you know, to be treated better. They need to be making more. And Angel Reese at the beginning of the season had made the comment, and I'm paraphrasing, I may not play this year. I may hold out until we get better pay.
Well, the best way to get better pay is to embrace your money. Stars, get into bigger markets, markets that support and sell out and support your team. The Shock had crowds. We had people calling in yesterday saying, I remember going to those games. Tapping into that is a good thing. Like, John, I think it really comes down to this. If you feel like Detroit, a strong sports city, is a bad fit for your product, that says more about your product than it does us here in Detroit. If you don't think it's a good fit, look in the mirror. This is a good fit for every other league.
Well, and at this time of the year, when the WNBA is going on, what do we have here in Detroit? We've got a really good baseball team, but there's no live hockey, there's no live football, there's no live basketball. And this would fill a void for a lot of people at this time of year.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
And it's a city, along with Cleveland and along with Philly, that even if the teams aren't winning, the fans still show up. Now, they show up in greater numbers when you are winning, but arenas and stadiums are still selling tickets. We support our teams because they're our teams.
248-539-9797. John, there will be 18 WNBA teams after the latest round of expansion in 2030. Detroit makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Sophie Cunningham doesn't see it that way. Robin Brighton, you're on 97.1.
I was hoping, and good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I was hoping when I saw this video yesterday that you would talk about it, Jim, because I can hear the smarm in your voice. And she did not say that. I have no idea how you take away.
What?
Did you watch the entire clip?
Yeah, the whole clip.
Not
just the 10 or 12 seconds
play
we played.
Listeners?
Yeah, like the 40 or so seconds. Yes.
Did you watch the entire clip?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me, what did she say that was wrong?
She talked about not wanting to go to Detroit because players are going to go there where they can't draw fans.
She said that there are cities like Miami, like Nashville, like Kansas City, that might be more of a draw, that might be more of, do you want to go to Michigan or do you want to go to Florida and play in Miami?
She talked specifically about fans. Specifically, where are they going to draw fans? Quote, directly from Sophie Cunningham. I'm not putting those words in her mouth.
And even before, the WNBA has this year and last year had a surge in fans. Where did the fans show up? They showed up to the Shock because, and it was at the Palace.
The Shock was 20 years ago.
And if Rob, fans, you were there before this was even popular.
Rob, fans in Miami are some of the most fickle in all of sports. They had the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals, and fans are pouring out of the arena before Ray Allen hit the shot. They are some of the worst transient sports fans. They didn't grow up there. It's a city of transient people on the coast. It's not as passionate as it is here or Philly or other places.
Jim, can I make a point?
Of course.
Okay. What I'm saying, guys, is if your listeners heard the entire clip of when the reporter asked the question, and it was like a minute and a half clip, Jim. It wasn't a 40-second clip. And there's 13 teams in the WNBA, John.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, guys, is if you hear the whole clip and you play that, she wasn't coming across as, like, Detroit's a dump and nobody wants to play there, because that's how everybody's portraying what she said. If you hear her explanation, it's actually very well thought out. And I don't agree with her. I think it's going to be great in the WNBA here. But I just think her being portrayed as, oh, she's just another person that can't stand Detroit, and Detroit's a hellhole, and it's dangerous, and blah, 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 and it's, you know, it's the Midwest, and snow, and all. I've lived here my whole life. I love it. You guys have, too. It's great. What I'm just saying is, give context to when you're making your point of, I thought it was a very well-thought-out thing that she said, and I feel like she's getting killed, and I have no idea why I'm defending a blonde white girl who plays for the Indiana Fever. I just feel like you need to provide more context, because she did not say that and she didn't come across that way. She was very, I thought she handled herself very well.
I disagree that she handled herself well. If the critique is play more of the audio, we can certainly do that for people, but I don't feel like we're misrepresenting her.
No, this was how everyone had taken her clip. We're not the only ones that have listened to this and thought it was a shot at Detroit.
Yes.
Now, if she doesn't like Detroit, that's fine. Okay, I mean, we don't all need to like Detroit, but
it's good for the league. And I think that's at, oh, so you want to talk about the real context? She's talking about a team in Detroit is not a good fit for the league. That is what I took out of that.
Yeah.
And her reasons, maybe the players don't want to play in Detroit. They won't be able to grow fans in Detroit. I would bristle at both of those notions. I'd bristle at the overall point that Detroit's a bad fit for the WNBA. It's 97-1.
Hey, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it's personal. And the same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femenino steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. And that someone is David Femenino. He uses the slogan, get David, get paid. You hear me talk about it all the time. It's not just a slogan to him. It's his promise to take care of you. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femenino at 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We will play the full audio for people, but just so we're on the same page, Sophie Cunningham, player for the Indiana Fever, took a shot at Detroit. Quote, you want to listen to your players too. Like, where do they want to play? Where are they going to get excited to play and draw fans? I think Miami would have been a great one. Everyone loves Florida. Nashville's an amazing city. Kansas City, amazing opportunity. There's a huge area downtown that no one's using. I'm not sure what the thought process is there. At the end of the day, you don't want to expand the league too fast. We don't want teams to totally dominate and some that aren't. It's a hard situation. But man, I don't know how excited people are going to how excited people are going to Detroit or Cleveland. Specifically calling out Detroit. You can grow fans here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great sports city. If you don't think it's the right fit for you, I would say that calls into question your league. Every other league can thrive in the city of Detroit. 248-539-9797.
I agree with caller Rob. What he was saying, that Sophie Cunningham is coming to the idea of Detroit being a destination city, which I believe everybody is said that it's not. No, it's not Miami, New York, Los Angeles, etc. Yeah, and that is something that she is not the first athlete to have said something like this.
This is a good fit for the WNBA. Is it? She would challenge that point. No, she challenged that point and says it's not. That Nashville would be better, that Miami would be better, that Kansas City would be better. That was the point of her comments, was it not? What was she trying to say?
Well, I mean, she's stumping for Kansas City because she grew up near Kansas City. She's from Missouri. She went to the University of Missouri.
Those are also fine cities, I'm going to say.
Sure, I love Kansas City.
Are they as passionate sports cities? No. And I'm not just saying that because we're in Detroit. I'd say Cleveland more passionate than Miami. I'd say Philadelphia more passionate than Nashville. You want to go where there are passionate sports fans if you're a professional sports team.
Yeah.
Not where the sun shines more often.
This is a topic in Detroit sports radio because she said it about Detroit.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I don't think they're necessarily.
But I'm saying I would hold this opinion.
Miami.
Whether you put this microphone in front of me or not, I'd have this opinion. You should want to be where there are passionate sports fans. Not where the sun shines more often. That's a selfish take by the player. The idea that you can't draw fans in Detroit, you'd have an easier time drawing fans in Detroit than Miami, which is what should matter for the players in the league, because that's how you get the money that you all want.
Right, and this is one aspect of a lot of different things that we have brought up in regards to Kelsey Plum not signing an autograph until somebody covers up their Caitlin Clark jersey.
You're weird.
Or saying that they're weird for wanting an autograph. It's how they treat the face of the WNBA. There's just a lot of things that they do where you're like, why are you not embracing Caitlin Clark, who is making you all a lot of money, who is selling a lot of tickets? Why are you not embracing all of these different things? And for a league that can constantly loses money.
Let's get to Joe in Milford. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just read last night regarding the WNBA and the two largest attended games ever happened in Detroit when the Shock was around. So it's just kind of hilarious to me that you make comments like this. And she's young, and she probably doesn't remember the Shock, whatever. But I think the bigger problem with the WNBA is their marketing with their players. They need to get out of the way and embrace what they've got. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, you should use a player like Caitlin Clark, who's getting a ton of attention, as a tool to spotlight matchups. It's Caitlin Clark against Asia Wilson, right? Like, use her as a marketing tool, not this detriment that the league has viewed her as. Like, this, she's stealing our spotlight. She's providing the spotlight.
Right. Yeah, it's. I've been here for 10 years.
You weren't in
How
the frame.
How dare you? Yeah.
There was no light on you. Now there is. So
it just all seems very petty.
Yeah, anyway. Let's get to Maddie in Plymouth. Maddie, good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
What's up?
I've been agreeing with everything you guys are saying about the WNBA. I feel like this league is shooting itself in the foot between Caitlin Clark, Sophie Cunningham. You got stuff going on with Caitlin Chen all the time. It's like they're fighting their own league.
Yeah, and I don't understand why there's such a big pushback from the players on whether it's expansion. No matter where it is, why is there pushback, and why do they continue to treat the star of their league the way that they do?
No, it doesn't make sense to me, and I think it's so tone deaf when Sophie Cunningham starts talking about this, and she doesn't even know if it's in Cleveland or Cincy. At least get your city straight. Show me you've read anything.
Just random city in Ohio.
Listen, city that starts with a C in Ohio, and you'll get there eventually.
Yeah, I think you're right on it, Maddie. I think this league has an opportunity in front of it. Like, that's maybe what's getting lost in all this, is they're expanding. There is buzz. There is interest more than there was the first time they were in Detroit in terms of league-wide right. interest. This should be looked at as a chance for Detroit and the league to, like, tap into that. And instead, a player who's got a little notoriety right now decides to take a pot shot.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, we talk about all of the sports teams that we have right now, and we've had some times where they haven't been very good. I'm not sure that's breaking news, but fans still show up. More of them show up when you win, but fans still show up to support their teams. And if it's an expansion team, we've all seen expansion teams in different cities, and they don't always come in like Vegas did in hockey and win championships. So there might, if they're in Miami, and they have 2 or 3 years as they're building a franchise where they don't win any games, you think fans are showing up there for losers?
No.
No, fans will show up here to support their team, and then eventually, hopefully, they become winners, and then even more fans show up.
Some of it's psychology. So some of the cities on the coasts, like the warmer weather cities, are destinations for people to move, but they didn't grow up there. So they don't have the same roots with their teams that a lot of people here do, right? On top of it, when your team's bad, you just go out and sit on the beach and it doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
Here, we stew on it. It bothers us. We care. I wouldn't be putting down Midwest sports cities as a player who's playing in a Midwest right. sports city herself in Sophie Cunningham.
And when she's done playing, she goes on the beach. It's a destination city. That's what I'm. It's a destination city to live. I think that's what her point is.
Then take your vacation there.
Yeah, I mean, use the money that you're making in your sport from the fans that are supporting.
You know what? I think Hawaii's beautiful. I don't think the WNBA should be putting a team there right now. The players would love to play there. Should they put a team in Hawaii? No. You should put it where you can make business sense.
They just put the whole league down in the Caribbean. No, see, in terms of the pettiness of this, the only thing I can think of in my life that's been this petty is when Jordan entered the NBA. They froze him out of the All-Star game. I mean, that's a little extreme. They would not let him have the ball. That was led by Isaiah Thomas, which later fueled MJ leading the charge on keeping Isaiah off the Dream Team. I will say this. If sports radio was as big as it is now, or just the opinion business was in general, social media, all that, back then that would have been a bigger stain for the NBA. The NBA got away with one then because it was bad PR.
Yeah.
Hey, for the league. They all wanted, they were all jealous of Jordan.
Dudes can be petty too.
But they knew Jordan was coming. I mean, Larry Bird admitted it during some of those documents. What was it, The Last Shot or The Last Dance?
But you know what was great for the NBA was the rise of Michael Jordan.
Yes, exactly. And that's what they should all learn from it. That's my point.
Yes. Let's get to Chris in Brighton. Chris, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Cookies? Fire up chips, baby.
Fire up.
John.
Good morning.
Guys, I think I got a different perspective on this. I think that caller, man, I think he, it's one of those scenarios where she said something and he heard something else. It sounds like his perspective is that it's almost as if he's taking it where she's saying that fans aren't going to travel to games in some of these cities. And I agree 100% with Cookies. No matter any way you unpack this, she's putting Detroit down. I would love to see him. They had 102 points a game on the women's side. We got to experience a fun brand of basketball up there. And I feel like when you get to see that, you know, you support it and you'll be there for it regardless of what city it is. Detroit's definitely shown, proven they'll do it. But I think he heard one thing and she said it's something completely different.
So I want to go back to something you said originally, Chris. You said that people will travel to, let's just say they put a team in Miami, people will travel to Miami to see the WNBA team play?
That's what I think he's heard. Okay. Her saying, hey, we're not going to get people to do, you know, travel to our games, when, like, the reality is, like, she's a little disconnected in her thought, I think, if that's what she meant it.
Right. But like, my only pushback on that would be,
she's putting us down too.
Who's buying a plane ticket and who's getting hotel rooms to go see a WNBA team?
Maybe Gov.
Because
it's not me, and I've experienced really fun women's basketball, but I'm not there yet. Like, I'm not going to travel to that. But
no,
I would
the
love
home
it to
base
be back in Detroit.
Yeah, the home base is what you
would love
you,
it to be here.
Yeah, that's where you foster and grow a fan base, and you already have some roots here in Detroit. Detroit made a ton of sense. I think the point she was making was, I as a player wouldn't be drawn to want to play in Detroit. Therefore, we shouldn't put an entire franchise there, which is ass backwards. We don't put cities, we don't give cities teams because the players want a vacation there or live there. We put them there because they make good economic sense. And when the WNBA makes business decisions that make economic sense, they'll grow and be profitable. For a player to not see that represents an issue within the league right now, which is why we bring up Caitlin Clark's another example of it. Kelsey Plum's another example of it. We got phone calls to take on this. 248-539-9797. The Iser plan discussion later in the hour. It's 97.1.
All right, guys, it's time to step up to the plate against hair loss. Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of turning back time for thousands of men across Southeast Michigan, helping them regrow their hair and restore their confidence. And to celebrate during the month of July, you can get up to 30% off all hair transplants and medical hair rejuvenation packages. But of course, there is a catch. It's limited to just 30 clients, so don't wait. Dr. B, you got to meet him. He's a true pioneer, one of the first in the world to use your own hair to fortify new growth. This medical therapy once seemed like science fiction. Now it's reality right here at Michigan Hair Restoration. Forget those old school hair procedures. No stitches, no staples, no embarrassing linear scars. Just real results with hair you can run your fingers through. He offers the most advanced treatments, including natural therapies that get better and better every year. And he guarantees all of them. So the sooner you go see Dr. B, the more options you'll have. Don't wait till you're out of innings. Go to MichiganHairRestoration.com to book now, mention 97.1, and take advantage of these exclusive July offers before they're gone.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, couple ticket texts. We'll get back to the phones. We got Heather's news and an Iser plan check-in. And John, I want you to kind of MC the gala because...
I'll do my best.
I think you're the person for it. I think I get a little too emotional with it. And I don't really have any answers for what the hell Steve Yzerman's doing. So you can help guide that conversation.
Well, we are going to be looking for answers. And so at 8:50, put your hockey hats on and be ready to contribute.
They're the ones that know hockey. They'll explain it to us. On this WNBA deal, We should embrace these comments and we could be the Detroit Dilapidates. She really thinks towns like Miami and Nashville would show up. It's not a bachelorette trip. Can a rookie in the WNBA even afford to live in Miami? She sounds clueless and ignorant. Another one says she comes across as omnipotent.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Texter says they're delusional. It's not about the players. It's the fans. If you want more money, you go where the fans are, not where you prefer to live.
Right. And that's the whole thing. This really just comes across as the next comment that WNBA players have made. You're expanding. That's a good thing. Whether you like the city or not, the comment should be, I'm really excited that our league is expanding.
And we're these fans will get
players,
to see us.
More fans, more opportunity. And instead, it's, well, I don't know why they're going to Detroit versus Miami. I don't know why they're going to Cleveland, or as she said, Cincinnati, versus Kansas City.
Texter says, this makes me happy. OKC won the NBA championship. F Indiana, Allen and Belle Isle. Smarm on smarm crime. I would hope you guys like it when I'm on your side, at least. Let's get to Sean in Detroit. Sean, what's up?
What's going on?
How you feeling?
All right, so I'm doing great, living the dream. So two things. One, I agree with you guys on the Caitlin Clark front. They're shooting themselves in the foot. However, as somebody who was born and raised in Detroit, I kind of get where she's coming from. I'm not mad at it. I understand it. We are not a destination team. It just is what it is. Now, we talk about the shock, and we talk about the economics. Part of the reason people showed up to those games is because they were giving away free tickets. We were going to the finals. Me, my brother, and my sister were going to the finals games for free both years. As a matter of fact, the last year they won, they got bumped out of the Palace because there was a concert going on, and they were going to make more money off that concert than the Shock, and the Shock had to play at Cobo Hall to win their last championship. So it wasn't like people were paying tickets to go see the Shock. They were going there because they were giving away free tickets.
It's a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're hoping now is there are some people who did go free or not, watched it, and now the product is better. There's more buzz, and it could be even more successful this time to where it can generate a little more money, because that is the challenge for the league right now.
Right. And we're not sitting here saying that Detroit is a destination city more than Miami is.
No.
That's not what we're saying. But you're not putting a team in a city because it's a destination. I don't know anybody that is booking tickets and hotel rooms to go anywhere to see the WNBA play.
Right. That's what this texter says. What sick freak is traveling to road WNBA games? Now, people are for Caitlin Clark, but outside of Caitlin Clark, they're not. Texter says people won't travel to Miami to watch the Heat.
Right.
Look, I'm not even telling you that they're going to sell out LCA every night.
Right.
When we do have a WNBA team. I'm just telling you, I think you got a better chance here than in Miami. And you need to make decisions that benefit your league's bottom line, especially right. If you want to have your players get pay raises, and we know that conversation's coming. Jason in Westland, good morning.
Hello. So I guess my point being, my point's going to be here is, yes, I agree with the Caitlin Clark front, but why is the conversation is every rookie's getting better because the rookie in Dallas, Paige Beckers, or I can
Beckers.
Never say
yeah.
her name. Yes, she's, I think, every bit as good, if not putting up better numbers as a rookie in Dallas this year.
Well, people who are into this would know that she was actually a better recruit than Caitlin Clark. They were in the same class, and if not for some injuries, you know, she may have been taken ahead of Caitlin Clark. They would have been in the same draft.
Yeah, and you got people or girls in college. You know, it's just like the NBA, right? Every rookie is going to be a better girl. So, you know, the Detroit Shock get a better girl, and then that leads to matchups, highlights, all that. That
right
conversation.
Yeah, you're right. If the talent level is growing,
yeah,
and you get one of these stars, and you can go toe to toe with a Caitlin Clark and a Paige Beckers, and that's what draws people in more than specific sets.
Yeah, being able to go to South Beach after the game.
I mean, I don't think the WNBA is ever going to be this big, big product or anything, but they can make be better off with themselves by embracing being pioneers. Like, I don't get why they don't get that.
What do you mean by pioneers?
We blazed the trail so that the future can be better have it better. I mean, that's sort of the way it works in America a little bit to a degree.
That's the way you want it to work, right? Yeah. I mean, you want your kids to have a better life than you did.
I mean, my gosh, I know John wishes he played today.
Oh, I do. Uh-huh. Yes,
because of the bank.
The contracts, the guaranteed money. But
she's taking our money is the way they're embracing it instead.
Right.
Just like Jordan took their money back then when he got Nike.
Mm-hmm. Zoom out, big picture.
Yeah.
This is good.
This is the beginning. We need to grow it. It sucks. It's not fair. Life's not fair.
All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this is a crazy story. A domestic assault that was taking place inside of a vehicle that was traveling on I-94 resulted in an 8-year-old girl being run over.
Oh, no.
Okay, so according to officials, there was the driver, a 51-year-old driver, a 36-year-old passenger, and they started to argue. The passenger began to punch the driver, okay?
Oh,
so this driver was able to pull over onto the shoulder where the passenger got out of the vehicle. That passenger's 8-year-old daughter also tried to get out of the vehicle while the driver was pulling away. That's where the downfall happened. Police say the child ended up falling out of the car and her arm was run over by the SUV. Oh my gosh. So officials said the suspect, that passenger, and the child ended up leaving the scene, and the driver was found walking with a serious injury to his eye. It's like I'm guessing from being punched by the passenger. Yeah. Michigan State Police arrested the suspect, the passenger, and the 8-year-old was turned over to the grandmother and also taken to the children's hospital for treatment. I mean, it's a crazy story with lots going on. Detroit residents were stunned when they saw a human-sized robot just strolling down 7 Mile. You might have seen videos of this because this robot named Zion captured viral attention online, stopped pedestrians in their tracks. Turns out Zion is all part of a promotion for an upcoming robot battle event going on in the city. Who knew?
Yeah.
There was one guy, Eddie Abro, who works on 7 Mile, couldn't believe what he was seeing. It is kind of beautiful when you see the video because it's just strolling around.
Emily.
Other people said that they had to like pull over because they couldn't believe their eyes, right? Like, what is this robot?
It reminded him of RoboCop.
Yeah, that's what this woman said. Now, the robot's owner, Art Cartwright, kind of explained that this robot is harmless. It's part of his mission to bring robot technology to Detroit. There you have it.
Okay.
Well, the goal was to get attention.
He's getting attention. Yeah.
When is the competition?
I don't know, John. I can Google
it for
you.
Are they going to fight to the robo death?
Probably. In one form or another. I don't think they're it's not like a bot battle. That's not how I took it as.
I'm sure that's not what it is.
But they're fighting for
a prize.
Now, the first Golden Bachelor, Gary Turner, is sharing his thoughts on the next Golden Bachelor, Mal Owens.
Look what you started.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. And is offering his advice. Because you know what? He's been there.
Sure.
He's done the show. He's competed in it. Or if you want to say competed. He's
appeared.
Appeared in it. He found love for a moment and that all fizzled out. Anyway, he says that it's fair game to call out this new guy for wanting to ditch women over a certain age. So Gary made it really clear that Mel's 60-year-old age limit and his intention to basically immediately axe anyone who is older than that is a bad look. And he's urging Mel to kind of be more open-minded about age and all the possibilities that come with it. He reflected on his own time on the show and says having an age cutoff would have been a huge mistake, saying that he would have missed out on amazing connections and friendships with incredible women. And Gary also clapped back at Mel for requesting women who don't have fake hips and fake hair, right? Gary is saying that that stuff shouldn't matter. He says he plays pickleball with someone rocking a fake hip and they still smoke him on the court. So he says that should be also...
Sounds like his problem.
It shouldn't be an issue. Shouldn't be ruling out love because of these things. So basically at the end of the day, Gary's message was simple. He said age shouldn't be a deal breaker, right? Mel Owens is 66 years old
himself.
And he said if there's real chemistry... numbers is just a number.
If someone was 61, they'd be 5 years younger than him.
It
should could be in great shape.
He's just saying,
disqualified.
Yeah, don't miss out on something that could be the real deal just because this woman is 61 years old.
Right.
So he should just lie and say, I'm open to everyone.
He should just not be shallow.
John, are you supporting Mel Owens? Because
that's a dumb take.
Saying, I'm going to cut you. I'm going to get rid of you if you're over 61 years old.
I think he should have an open mind.
That's ridiculous.
But I also think if you're asked the question, which it sounds like this was a great interview.
Who asked all these questions?
You're asked
here.
The question. I appreciate those who will answer honestly.
Of course. This is going viral.
It's everywhere, dude.
This one was from TMZ. Didn't give you credit.
Oh,
like your name wasn't in the
Come
article.
Come on, TMZ.
But it did say the MGO Blue podcast. So you did get that. Your name wasn't in there.
I am trying to get him to agree to, and it's somewhat ABC, that after the shows, that he would do a breakdown.
You guys, you have no idea how excited I am because it's taken. How many years of The Bachelor? What, 25 seasons? Who knows? And now we get to talk about it because Mel Owens is on it?
Uh-huh.
Because John Jansen has a personal in?
Good God.
Hey.
I'm excited.
See where it takes us.
You are part of Bachelor Nation now, John.
You are. You've
My kids
integrated
think it's hilarious.
Yourself right into it.
Stirred the pot. All right, coming up next, the Iser plan, the check-in. It's 97.1. John, tell him.
Hey, summer is here. Don't wait. Whatever you need, call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house. They will take care of yours as well. Upgrade your system now, and you can save up to $1,000. Call for details, and here's one of the best parts. First, you get a free home in-home estimate. They also offer same-day service. All you have to do is call before noon, so you don't have to worry about having a hot night. You could be nice and cool in your bed with some new AC. Find out more information on the web at MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
All right, guys, let's have this conversation. And John, I think you have questions. I really don't have answers. I'd love for you to welcome all factions of the Red Wing fan base to the table.
So there's a certain amount of fans for the Detroit Red Wings, but especially of Steve Yzerman, that he can do no wrong. We call them Yzerbots because they just parrot anything he says, defend anything he says. And I'm curious because the conversation we had yesterday was, all right, he had moved on from players, had cleared salary cap, had $17 million, whether it was trade, whether it was free agency, that we felt yesterday at the opening of free agency that there would be a trade, or a signing. We were hoping for two. We ended up getting four. But none of them were, I would say, of much substance. Mm-hmm. And so just to recap where we are, and I may need you to help me with some of these names.
Okay.
The two forwards. John Leonard, we'll start with him.
That's an easy one.
26 years old, so he's nice and young. But last year had his best year of hockey in the AHL.
Yes.
And I know that those are three different letters than we're used to saying, the NHL.
It's not the NHL.
So I don't know that we're necessarily expecting a big impact from him.
No, he may play bottom of the roster or in the minors.
And these are all one-year deals. So another one-year deal by James Van Riemsdyk?
James Van Riemsdyk.
Riemsdyk.
He was the number two pick in the Kane draft. You may remember that as the 07 draft.
Right.
We are in the year 2025.
Right. He's 36. Another one-year $1 million. So he took care of the forwards.
He's basically going to sub in the Tarasenko role.
Yep. And then two defensemen, Jacob Bernard Docker, former first rounder. He's 25, but things have not really panned out for him because he's available at 25 years old.
People are a little surprised he wasn't qualified, the qualifying offer on him. Sure, you roll right. the dice. He's an end of the roster guy.
Uh-huh. And then another defenseman, Ian Mitchell, who kind of shared time between Boston and the minor leagues last year.
None of these are, I mean, James Van Riemsdyk can play on your second power play and play on your third line, but these are not high impact moves.
All right, so first shout out I would like to make is to all the Yzerbots, those that defend Steve Yzerman no matter what. I would like you to talk to me like I talked to Teddy, 3 years old, explain to me in very basic terms, what, how could you support this?
Hi, Cookies.
Oh, that's Hi, Cookies. That we got the drop. That was Hi, Cookies. That was Teddy from Bronner's. Hi, Cookies. What is the defense for clearing this salary cap space and then using it on these four guys that you still have? I mean, what do they still have now? $14, $15 million worth of cap space? And every day that goes by, every hour that goes by, your options become less and less because guys either re-sign, they're traded, or they've already signed free agency somewhere else.
Yeah, Gavrikov signed yesterday, 7 years, $7 million. Appeared to take a little less to go to New York.
Right. And so, again, give us a call, 248-539-9797. Talk to me like I know nothing of hockey. And maybe you think I don't.
But they
but
do.
But they you know do. And so what is the defense? What is the plan? Because to me, it feels like in this Yzerman part of the rebuild, it feels like we peaked 2 years ago. And that peak was tying for the final wild card spot, and you lost that tie, so you didn't get to play in the postseason. And then last year, it was out with Air Gosh Despair and in with Tarasenko. And were we going into the season last year thinking that that was a better roster than it was the year prior? No, we thought maybe it was a wash or it was a little bit less. And the results said it was a little bit less. Now, you made a coaching change, you went on a little bit of a run, and I don't know how much Todd McClellan will have an effect on this roster. Can just a simple coach take them from an 86-point team to a playoff team? TBD. I don't know. But what am I missing about what path this team is on? What am I missing about this team being better than it was last year, taking a step forward, a step closer to the playoffs? And then for those that are fed up, you're frustrated, you're angry, whatever that feeling is, you're frustrated with Yzerman and the Wings, give us a call and air it out. What are you feeling right now? What is your level of frustration? What is the moves moving forward? Because free agency is not over. Player acquisition does not have to end. And we've talked about it in football all the way up until training camp. The season is not starting tomorrow. What moves can Steve Yzerman make that will make this team better now that free agency, the start of free agency has come and gone? Trades have been made. There are less players available today than there were yesterday.
Kind of feels like we're in hockey purgatory. I mean, you said it feels like they peaked 2 years ago and are just kind of humming along at the same spot. We're in hockey purgatory.
Well, humming along at the same spot, like,
well, there's no urgency to shake this up. There's certainly not a desire to take risks and get your hands dirty. Steve Yzerman's just humming along. And if his name wasn't Yzerman, he wouldn't be afforded the ability to hum along. So on that front, you are taking advantage of your cachet when you run the team this way. Nobody else could get away with this. He will. And in that standpoint, I'm more, not even angry as much as I am sad. Like, it's just sad. This is a proud franchise. This is a great fan base. There's more demand than there should be for this product, given the lack of results. People are invested in this team in a way that they shouldn't be, given the flatlining that's taken place. But they do care. Mm-hmm. And that's what's sad, is it feels like their level of investment is getting taken advantage of. Because Steve Yzerman can get away with this. Nobody else could or would.
Well, it's for those that are willing to let him get away with it. What's the defense? What is the positives about what we've seen in trades, free agency, about constructing this roster from what we saw last year that fell short of the playoffs to what we expect or hope to see this year? And it's 10 years. This is going on 10 years without being in the postseason. This is 100 years of Red Wings hockey. What is it that I'm missing? What is good about this?
How does it all tie together? If you're someone who's been defending the Yzer plan, you're still on board, please make it make sense. John has questions. I do not have answers. You guys know hockey. We don't. I get the routine. If you don't believe, then you don't know hockey. So please fill in the gaps. But if you're someone who is frustrated, there's always room for you. And we'll talk to both sides of the fan base. It's 97.1.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ooh, tiny! Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.